brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome
to
another
exciting,
fire,
amazing,
and thrilling,
fresh,
electrifying
installment
of the V
A
R
show with your host who does not boast. Who will not boast in 2026?
Yeah.
From the West Coast, DJ Sticks.
And this is your host. Who likes to make toast. We keep it warm on the show.
Ooh.
It's Glory.
Ooh. DJ Sticks and DJ Glory. And we are here again for a second show. Our second show of 2026.
Of course, of course, of course.
We are here with some...
Well, first show of 2026.
It's the first one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
I think
DJ Sticks
is getting a little bit ahead of time here.
I think I was so... I enjoyed New Year's so much
that
I automatically assumed that we recorded a VAR. That's why I was so happy. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we can't blame you. The excitement is just, you know...
You know?
It's thick.
I'm happy to be here. I'm excited for this year. This year was supposed to be the year where GTA 6 came out. Is it still coming out this year?
Late November? I think, is it either late November or 2027? It keeps getting pushed.
Oh my gosh.
I need to check because I haven't checked the, my gaming facts lately. According to fans and sources from last year,
yes.
This might be Ronaldo's year of, you know, the gifted World Cup. Apparently, Messi was gifted a World Cup.
Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness.
And now Ronaldo is getting one because he met with Trump and the Saudis.
I don't know if you remember those meetings last year. They drove the internet crazy, bro. Like, seeing Ronaldo there, seeing Trump, okay, cool.
But I even saw an AI video of Trump and Ronaldo playing football together at the ceremony.
No. Getting out of hand, getting out of hand. Stop. But when I saw Gino Infantino there,
yeah,
the FIFA president, that's when I was like, hold on a second. Say what now?
Yeah.
What is he doing there?
Crazy.
What is the meeting about?
You know, that's where the joke comes from. Because obviously, FIFA president,
my gosh,
you know, you have the Saudis there, which you all know they have their influence in football. And then you have President Donald Trump. And the World Cup is happening in the United States.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're the host nation. And then the Saudis are there from like maybe like an Al Nasser or whatever perspective.
You know, I saw a post last year where it said Doku went to get his blessings, you know, in Ghana from his, I don't know if it was one of his grandfathers or someone there. So, you know, Ronaldo was also getting his own blessings.
My goodness, crazy, crazy stuff. Do you actually think that football can be like match fixed?
I honestly do think so. Obviously, to a not very obvious extent, but I do think there is a lot of... And the thing is, it has to be really sick, very smart how this thing would happen, because it's not something that can be very apparent to people, because, you know, fans will notice stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of match fixing, yes, I do think referees can be bribed to in a certain team's favor. And we've seen this in many matches where... And obviously, your team has to come through. If your team doesn't come through... Unfortunately, but you know, I think match fixing, not to a large extent, but to some degree where you can manipulate the referee in terms of foul decisions or ball play, you know, stuff like that can definitely be match fixed. And they have a big impact, not just on the actual match itself, but if, say, a referee is not doing their job accurately, what then tends to happen is that players lose their mojo.
Yes.
And yes. That's where the match fixing really starts to happen.
Mm, damn, you took it to another level, like a psychological level.
Even. Yeah.
Damn. But hopefully we get a fair World Cup. And if Portugal is going to do it, hopefully they do it fair and square.
Fair and square. I hope so too, because there's nothing fun about winning anything by cheating.
Yeah. And speaking of winning, we're actually going to go through some of the teams that we think, right, are gonna do something amazing.
Yeah.
In this coming World Cup. Obviously, there are 48 teams in this year's edition. We've seen who qualified. We've seen the draws. We've seen all of that.
Yeah.
Now it is time to filter, right, the best from the rest. So I think I'm gonna go through the teams.
Yeah.
And then let's say which team will advance to the knockout stages. So as I just find the teams, right.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. Obviously, as DJ Six said, we're gonna go through the teams and we're going to give you guys our opinions, our thoughts. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting World Cup.
Yeah, no, definitely. And yeah, just also seeing how the African countries are also coming in there, it's very, very good to see. As also we've seen there was the CAF awards last week, which the African Player of the Year was given to someone like Ashraf Hakimi, being the best player, the best African player of 2025.
Bro, crazy.
So we're seeing the growth. We are really seeing the growth. And I have found the list. I have found the list of all of the teams that are going to be going through for 2026. And we're just going to skim over the ones that we think will make an impact.
Yeah.
Are you ready, DJ?
I'm born ready.
All right. So first teams first. Right. So first team. We have the hosts, United States of America.
United States of America, I think at best, round of 16.
Round of 16.
At best, round of 16.
At best, round of 16.
Look, hear me out, right? Even just watching from the World Cup qualifiers, you look at the European teams, and I'm not trying to glaze anything like that, but you look at the European teams, they come in on strong. And even some of the teams that you might not necessarily have heard of too much, but because of football, you're starting to get to know them. There are teams that are really good, that are, you know, fighting for this. And of course, again, if you look at, you know, players from the United States, a lot of them in the past years have stepped up the game. And there have been a few notable people that are really good, that are playing in top sides of football. However, I'm not really sure. Hey, if you ask me this in 2010, the USA had a much better national football team than what they do have now. And I stand to be corrected. Maybe it's just because I'm an old soul. However, the evidence is there.
Yeah. So round of 16 at best.
Round of 16 at best. Again, hopefully they don't get put in a group of death.
My goodness me. We might see it. We might not see it. There's only one way to find
it.
And then co-host nation, Mexico.
I say round of 16 as well.
Round of 16 as well. Okay.
Mexico could possibly do well and go on to, say, quarterfinals. But I also think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
I think that's a stretch. Mexico's team from a couple of years ago as well was a lot better than what you had now. I mean, if you ask me, there's not many players that I can mention from Mexico that I know personally. In fact, can I even mention one?
I still have Chicharito. It hasn't played for the national team anymore.
And guess who I thought of?
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni Dos Santos.
Oh my gosh, even worse.
That guy should have had a much bigger career than what he actually had, by the way. I don't know what happened.
No, he should, for sure.
He got Neymar.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to just skip over that comment. Painful comment.
Yeah.
And then just to go to the third co-host nation, Canada.
Yeah, group stage.
Oh my gosh. Okay, awesome.
If Canada makes it out of group stage, it's because of Alphonso Davies. And what does Jonathan David also play for Canada?
Is he
USA?
Yes.
Jonathan David, those two. So those two might carry Canada, but outside of that,
Not much.
Not much.
Japan.
Ooh, Japan has a good side. I also saw them in one of the qualifying matches as well. They played really well. Beating one of the stronger teams in Europe side. I just can't remember in the top of my brain. But Japan, I think, could do well. I would say round of 16 as well, just to be safe.
Okay, good. I'm going to skip Iran. South Korea.
Iran might win. Ah. Never mind. I was going to make a controversial statement. Let's not do that on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, no, I am scared as to what you're going to say there. So we'll just skip past that one.
Yeah.
South Korea. Son. Lee from PSG. You know?
I'm going to say South Korea potentially quarterfinals.
Oof. Strong.
Potentially.
Strong.
I do think Son made a mistake of going, you know, to Saudi League. What's the Saudi League?
No, he went to the MLS.
MLS, sorry.
He's playing for
LAFC. You know, anytime someone leaves for
LAFC
for a league that's not in the top five, I automatically think Saudi.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
I don't know. Competitively, I don't know if MLS was good for Son. But however, you know, at some point he's going to want to rest his boots. Let him at least, you know, have some good memories. But I think quarterfinals.
Okay, cool. I'm going to skip Australia, Qatar, Uzbekistan, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Morocco. They were obviously in the semis in 2022.
Group stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Group stage.
Oh, my gosh. Group stage.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking twice about that. I think Morocco will be in the group stage. At best, round of 16. But yeah. I'm not even going to push that to that. And I'm not saying this because Morocco is bad. I am of the opinion that Morocco was lucky in that World Cup.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Senegal.
I think they're falling
round
off.
Round of 16. Yeah. I think that they've fallen off over the
I wish years. I could say more, but we only have so many Ghanas in a century. So I don't know if any of our African teams can threaten to make it to the quarterfinals yet. However, there has been a drastic improvement on the level of football.
Yes.
But in terms of international competition, if there's any team that could do it, Senegal is one of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then led by Mohamed Salah and the likes of Omar Mamouche. Egypt.
Round of 16.
Okay, cool. Round of 16. I'm going to say group stage.
I wanted to say group stage, but I didn't want to be salty. Algeria, definitely group stage.
Ivory Coast,
group stage.
Definitely.
No doubt about it.
Definitely.
Bring back Drogba. Maybe we can make another bid.
You know, Drogba, Wilfred Zaha, eh?
Yeah.
Chevinho. All right, Tunisia.
Group stage.
South Africa.
Group stage.
Yeah. No, pause. I think, right, that they're going to give us a favorable group.
Because you see, right, the thing is, I'm looking at the odds, and the thing is, a lot of the countries are going to be stacked up against other countries, and they're going to be versing other teams of different calibers.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying they can't make it. Right, if you put South Africa against Australia, I think they could do well.
Yeah,
I have reason to believe they can do well. If you put South Africa against, say, what's the team that Szoboszlai plays for? What's his nation?
Hungary.
I don't know if South Africa can survive Hungary.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this, I'm not even sure if Hungary is qualified. I need to check again. Yeah. But I don't know if they can, for example, handle a Hungary. And if they end up in a group, say they have, and I'm not even going to put the worst teams there. I'm going to say they have Poland in their squad, which can be a really good side.
Ooh.
If they have, you put Poland, you put, say, Qatar in there or Iran, right?
Yeah.
So let's say Poland, Iran, and then one other team. Say you put Cameroon,
yes,
which they versed in the AFCON, am I right?
Yes.
AFCON qualifiers.
Yes.
That can be a tricky one.
Yeah, no, definitely it can. Can. And I think one of the worst things is that.
But, oh, I just remembered Cameroon didn't qualify as well. Ish.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
Africa, sorry
Cameroon,
for Mbwemo.
Nigeria. You know, it's tough. DRC, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, DRC is going to have it interesting.
You know,
you know, a lot of us, you know, are very hopeful for all of the African countries.
Yeah.
And we do wish them well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah, the tricky thing is that also South Africa hasn't been in a World Cup since 2010.
Since 2010.
And now they're traveling. So they're traveling. So they're not playing on pitches they know.
Yeah, they're not playing on African turf. So it's cold weather there, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So it's going to be a different one. Then we have Cape Verde.
Group stage. Group stage.
Ghana.
Yeah. Ghana, round of 16.
Is this Ahmad?
A potential chance. No, Ahmad is Ivory Coast.
Oh, snap. Okay, cool.
Ivory Coast could actually make it to round of 16.
We don't know. We'll see.
You know, if Ahmad scores another banger free kick like he did in the AFCON qualifiers, maybe.
Okay, now the big boys. Argentina
still have a strong side.
The champions.
I think Argentina will be semi-finals. At least semi-finals.
I'll give them that.
Yeah.
And then a recovering side that is showing promise and might cause problems in this World Cup, Brazil.
Brazil quarterfinals.
See it happening. Hopefully they go further.
Brazil has a good chance, but they're not as good as Argentina, not by a mile.
No.
They still have a lot to pick up. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
And then with the likes of Luis Diaz and co, Yerimina, Colombia.
Colombia for a long time, over a couple of years, has always had a good side. They've never had a terrible side. However, you know, yeah, they haven't actually. I mean, there was maybe one time when they looked really promising with the likes of James Rodriguez in their prime. They had Valencia, the guy who used to play in Man United before, and they had another Valencia, the striker.
Oh,
I forgot
his
name. Those guys were peak.
I remember.
They had quite a good squad. Who
Falcao
else was
well.
There? Falcao.
Falcao was Colombian.
Cuadrado.
Yes.
You see?
Juan Cuadrado. It's crazy.
They have good history. We just want to see what they can actually do on the pitch now.
So what are you saying?
Colombia, round of 16.
Round of 16. And Uruguay.
Uruguay is interesting. Uruguay, I'm going to say quarterfinals.
Bold.
Quarterfinals. Bold.
Ecuador.
Group stage.
Paraguay.
Group stage.
New Zealand.
Definitely group stage.
England.
It's not coming home.
Is it coming home? It's not.
It's not coming home.
You're saying it's not? Oh, nope. My word.
Quarterfinals.
France.
Semifinals, definitely.
Semis.
Yeah.
France semis.
I'm not going to be boastful enough to say finals, but I will
say
semi-final.
Who is taking this? Croatia.
You know what would be crazy? We'll get to Croatia now. You know what would be crazy? Imagine Kylian Mbappe at the age of 26, 27, winning two World Cups.
Yeah, crazy.
That is crazy.
That'd be mad. And then potentially, because if he wins this coming World Cup,
Croatia in the last World Cup made it to semi-finals, I think.
Yes,
and then they lost against
Messi.
Yeah. Was it not Netherlands that kicked them out?
No, it was Argentina. Messi.
Oh, I think I was thinking of Netherlands because that was quite a big match. They had a fight.
So kicked out by Messi as well.
Eish. Croatia can do well. Luka Modric, one last run. You know.
Please.
Let's say quarterfinals.
Yeah. And speaking of one last run, the man who met Donald Trump last year, Portugal.
Portugal quarterfinals.
Oh my word. So
I don't see Portugal making it to semis. This is my estimation of semis. My very hard and putting emotion and heart aside, this is my breakdown of what the semifinals is going to look like.
Okay.
France, Argentina, which is sad. France and Argentina again.
Oh.
And the other two teams that I'm going to pick there. I'm wanting to say England, but I said England quarterfinals earlier.
Yeah.
But England is shaky. That's a problem. Okay, this emotions aside. Looking on paper.
Yes.
Argentina. What's the other team that I mentioned? Argentina, France, yes. Spain. Even though Spain is looking shady. Okay, then I'm maybe going to say England.
Okay.
That is what my look. And then if not, if I had to put a replacement for either of the teams, maybe I'll replace Spain with Belgium.
Belgium.
Just because of Jeremy Doku and, you know, Kevin De Bruyne.
Yes.
Their squad was looking really hot.
Yeah. Facts. Norway.
Yo. I'm sorry, Erling Haaland, but I think it's round of 16 for you guys.
maybe quarters, maybe. Depending on how well it goes, but I do agree with round of 16.
Yeah.
Netherlands
run quarterfinals. Okay. I almost said round of 16, but quarterfinals.
Cool. Germany.
Oof. Quarterfinals.
They haven't recovered since 2014.
Yeah, they haven't.
Okay, Belgium, you said potential semis.
Potential semis.
Spain, you said semis.
Oh, yeah, potentially, because Spain is also looking shaky. Oh, yes.
Switzerland.
Switzerland is quarter.
Quarter, okay. Cool.
Actually, not quarter, round of 16.
Okay, awesome. Austria.
Austria, round of 16.
Scotland.
Because of Scott McTominay, quarterfinals.
<Yay. laughs> Let's go Scotland. All right, Panama.
Group stage.
Haiti.
Group stage.
Curaçao.
Curaçao. There's this song that, you know, it's not a South African song, but it had a piano remix that became popular in South Africa. And the song goes, Curaçao.
Oh my gosh. Curaçao.
Group stage. Yeah, Curaçao group stage, bro.
My goodness. So basically, right, your quarters, your semis are quite hectic.
Yeah.
But I want to know your final. What is your World Cup final for 2026?
World Cup final for 2026. If you ask me, on my personal opinion, I'm going to be biased. And this is not actual based on any facts. This is just me being biased. I'll say Portugal and France. Who's going to win? Obviously, Mbappe.
Oh, my goodness. So, a World Cup final heartbreak.
Otherwise.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
My honest opinion, I don't know if Argentina is going to make it to the final. Messi's last run. But I don't think Argentina is going to make it to the final.
I personally don't think so. And I think that the Champions Curse will come into play yet again.
Yeah.
Into this one. And I don't think they have the same ambition as they did last World Cup, last time out.
I mean, who knows? If the veterans can pull it off, Messi, Di Maria.
Di Maria's not going to play in this one.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Even worse. Maybe Dybala can do something. What's that guy's name? Martinez.
Yes.
Argentina has a Martinez. Really solid side.
No,
if you name their players on paper, they should win the World Cup.
No, they do. Julian Alvarez.
But now you've got Mr. Ballon d'Or himself, Dembele. You've got Kylian Mbappe, and you just mentioned those two. I don't even want to play anymore.
You have Michael Olise.
Bro, you have Doué. Oh my gosh. Bro, they have two star lineups. Even
Bacola,
three.
Kante is coming back on form again. Pogba might even be back.
I don't think they're going to put Pogba in the World Cup. It's too soon.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
I think it's too soon, yeah. I do agree with you there. But France is actually looking quite
Maybe scary. He'll be on reserves.
You know what I mean? And technically for England, if we are being fair, Mason Greenwood should get a call up.
But he won't.
If we are being fair.
But he won't.
If the world is fair at all, that boy will have a world.
I saw some rumors last year that said that Mason Greenwood was thinking of switching nationalities from England. Because obviously going to Jamaica, I don't know if that's still a possibility. I don't know if it's true or speculation. And apparently he's not the only one, and there's quite a couple of other players that have allegiances in other nations where they can play.
Yeah.
Obviously, they won't all do that. I also found out through this post that apparently Marcus Rashford also has some Jamaican in him.
But
he's in the England squad, you know. Thanks to Thomas Tuchel. Yeah. Thomas Tuchel has always been a Marcus Rashford fan. Good for him.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. And then who do you see going all the way?
In terms of...
Well, Mbappe. You said Mbappe's going to win.
Yeah, I think Kylian Mbappe, Dembele, Doué, come on.
They're going to be too much.
Come on.
In the end, they're going
to
be too much.
If you can just switch Wi-Fi passwords nationality to France, it's done. Kavatskhelia just switches nationality to France.
You say that, but unless... That can happen unless someone decides to show up on that day. Peak CR7.
Bro.
Two last-minute headers. Woo!
I wish I could
socks.
Say that, but these youngsters these days are moving crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, if Portugal gets like two goals early and just locks the bus, Like, I'm talking Ruben Dias just locking it.
Yeah, look, on paper, Portugal can win this. I mean, let's just name it.
They have to be more tactical and wait for their chance.
Yeah, they have to wait for the chance because, yeah. France has young energy and speed. It's crazy. You look at all of their players. I mean, I just mentioned a few, but let's just quickly go through them. Kylian Mbappe, Ousmane Dembele, Désiré Doué. You look at defenders, Upamecano. Who else? There's a lot. Kimpembe.
Koundé.
Come on. And what's that other guy?
Mendy's there as well.
Gusto.
Yes.
Interesting take. There's a player that...
I think Gusto would be Brazilian.
I also thought so, but maybe he has like two different nationalities. You know what always got me? I used to confuse Gusto and Koundé because I thought they were lookalikes. I thought they were brothers, bro.
Oh, no. No. But they both play right back, like very, very good.
So they have quite some good players. I mean, I think it's Lucas Hernandez.
Lucas Hernandez as well. You have Teo Hernandez, left back as well. Literally, like DJ Dloa said, you have two starting lineups.
But, yeah, I mean, if you look at Portugal, there's no reason why Portugal shouldn't win it. I think Portugal is another England, except Portugal won a Euros recently, so at least that can speak for them. But you have the likes of Rafael Leao, Cristiano Ronaldo. João Felix, who's also playing well in Saudi.
Yes.
Who else am I missing?
Bernardo Silva.
You have
Bruno Fernandes.
You have
Vitinha.
You have what's that kid's name that's playing in PSG? I think he's also Portuguese.
João Neves. You have crazy. You have Nuno Mendes.
You have Flip Nuno Mendes, hell. Bro.
You have Ruben Dias. Wow. No, you have a side there. You have João Cancelo on the right,
bro. And there's some that we're probably forgetting.
For sure. For sure, I think for sure there's some people that we are forgetting. But yeah, we have two sides that look good on paper, and I also think that it is France for the taking. I don't think that there's a national team right now on the
they
level
can compete
of
with France, bro.
France on paper.
France has the type of team where they can score 5 goals and park the bus.
Yeah, if everything goes well for France, they are taking this World Cup.
They can score, bro.
Brazil's not ready. Argentina is not ready anymore.
Brazil hasn't recovered since 2014 either.
Since 7-1, bro. Germany hasn't even recovered since, man.
Bro.
You know, so yeah. But we're gonna be watching everything closely, watching each detail of these national teams as well, while also keeping up with club football. We do know it is transfer season, but we just thought let's dedicate this week to the World Cup.
To the World
because
Cup,
it is
yeah.
happening this year, and it's closer than we think. It's crazy.
Much
like
closer.
In 5 months, we're gonna be in this.
Yeah.
It's actually quite
hopefully they'll release good World Cup songs this year.
Speed. Come on, speed.
you
can do another one, bro. We trust you.
Yeah.
We believe in you.
I don't know if Speed is going to be up to that. But
Come on, Speed, bro. Come on, Speed. We believe in you, Speed. And we're going to cheer for you, man.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to wrap it up. And we're going to go out there, scout, you know, look for some stuff and bring it next week.
Yeah.
Being hot. But for this week, myself, the host who does not boast, DJ Sticks.
And myself, the host who likes toast, Glory.
We are signing out.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.